This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. federal government is headed into a shutdown if Congress can't act by Saturday. So who is hit and what's next? AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Government funding expires October 1st. A shutdown would begin at 12:01 a.m. Social Security checks will still go out. Mail will be delivered. But millions of federal employees, including members of the military, won't receive paychecks. However, the president and Congress will continue to get paid. Federal agencies will stop all actions deemed non-essential. Millions of women and children risk losing WIC's nutrition assistance. People applying for government services like clinical trials, firearm permits, and passports could see delays. National parks could see disruptions. Even the Statue of Liberty is not exempt. I'm Julie Walker.
South Korea put on the first large-scale military parade in a decade on Tuesday, with weapons ranging from ballistic missiles to tanks rolling through Seoul in a show of force as it takes a tougher stance against North Korea. The parade marks the country's Armed Forces Day, normally a muted event relative to the massive events the North has staged under leader Kim Jong-un. German police raid locations across the country in connection with the smuggling of Syrian migrants. Charles de Ledesma reports.
German news agency DPA reports more than 350 federal police officers searched locations in northern and western Germany and Bavaria, saying the Syrians allegedly were brought into the country without holding legal residency documents. Police arrested five Syrian asylum seekers who were already living in Germany, with DPA finding that the Syrian migrants had to pay them between $3,000 and $7,400 to be smuggled into Germany. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Senior diplomats from South Korea, China, and Japan agreed on Tuesday that their country's leaders would meet at the earliest convenient time, Seoul's foreign ministry said, after a rare meeting aimed at kickstarting trilateral exchanges. The three countries had agreed to hold a summit every year starting in 2008 to foster regional cooperation, but that initiative has been frayed by bilateral feuds and the COVID-19 pandemic. The main political party representing Serbs in northern Kosovo declared 3 days of mourning on Tuesday for people killed in a gun battle with Kosovo police after the worst violence for years in the contested area. Kosovo authorities say around 30 heavily armed Serbs stormed the village of Bangsha on Sunday, battling police and barricading themselves into a Serbian Orthodox monastery. Police recaptured the monastery late on Sunday after three attackers and one police officer were killed. Armenian families jammed roads to flee homes in the defeated breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, while the U.S. called on Azerbaijan to protect civilians and let in aid. And in more U.S. news, a new book by a former aide alleges that then-U.S. President Donald Trump's chief of staff burned papers at the White House. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Former aide Cassidy Hutchinson writes that Chief of Staff Mark Meadows burned papers so often after the 2020 election that it left his office smoky and even prompted his wife to complain that his suit smelled like a bonfire. Hutchinson, who was a prominent congressional witness against Trump before the House January 6th committee, makes the allegations in her new book entitled Enough. The Associated Press has obtained a copy. Hutchinson writes that starting in mid-December, Meadows wanted a fire burning in his office every morning. She says that when she would enter his office to bring him lunch or a package, she would sometimes find him leaning over the fire, feeding papers into it, watching to make sure they burned. She said she did not know what papers he was burning. Norman Hall, Washington.
Cars are getting safer in the U.S., so why are more pedestrians and cyclists dying? AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Crash fatalities have gone up 43% since 2011, due in part to speeding, drunk driving, neglecting seatbelts, and more miles driven. But pedestrian and cyclist deaths increased by 64%. Experts say a steep rise in the sales of pickup trucks and SUVs could be partly to blame. That's according to officials at both the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety and the Department of Transportation. Studies show the height and boxy front ends of the vehicles create blind spots and hit pedestrians higher in the body than sedans, resulting in more serious injuries. A coalition of safety groups wants the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to start factoring the safety of those outside the vehicles into its five-star safety ratings. I'm Jennifer King.